Welcome, everyone. Yep, we're off into 2026, and we thank you for tuning in to this local radio station and hope that you listen all day long because these radio stations strive to bring you the entertainment, news, and information that you need. And we're going to just start things off by sending you some Happy New Year wishes from the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in Medora, North Dakota. Enjoy the warmth of Christmas, the promise of the new year, and the enduring heritage of the West. Also, the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board starting off 2026, hopefully with some ice. There'll be the Cork Thornton Memorial Ice Fishing Tournament at the end of this month, toward the end of the month, the 23rd and 24th. If not, watch for another date on that. But we do know February 14th is Valentine's Day and Bull Bash in Valentine. Check that out at bullbash.net.
And Tri-State Livestock News. You know, it's published every Saturday, and if you want top information in a timely fashion, that's where you need to go. It's what real ranchers read. Tri-State Livestock News. Visit tsln.com. You can subscribe, get the latest hot news all right there.
I have something today from Slim McNaught out of New Underwood, South Dakota. This is called It Sure Makes Grandpa Grin. And I like this. I think maybe we had it a while back, but it's worth using again. Little girls can be cute and cuddly, a fact that all of us know, but grandpas see things that make them smile that to other folks don't show. To grandpa, their hair is prettier, their face brings him joy within, and hugs and kisses they give him sure makes grandpa grin. Now, grandpas come in all sizes, rowdy, soft-mannered, or mild, but they're wrapped around little fingers by the sparkle of a child. So the bigger grows the granddaughter, the bigger swells grandpa's pride, and those who watch will quietly smile at the feelings he can't hide. And then when it's her graduation time, grandpa will travel for miles just to watch this honor she's given, and the sight brings tears and smiles. Then the pride and the joy she gives him brings a quiver to his chin, 'cause she's a chip off the old block, and it sure makes grandpa grin. It sure makes grandpa grin, written by Slim McNaught out of South Dakota.
Let's talk about some New Year's resolutions for horses.
For horses.
For horses. I will not roll in streams or try to roll when my human is on my back.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I had a few ponies, actually, that could have used that as a resolution. I will not leap over large, non-existent obstacles when the whim strikes.
Oh, it's like shying away from shadows, right?
Yes. And another resolution for horses, I will not walk faster on the way home than I did on the way out.
Oh, I can't blame them for that.
Oh, I totally understand. Another New Year's resolution for horses, I promise not to swish my tail while my human is cleaning my back feet. I promise also not to choose that particular time to answer nature's call. And okay. I will not bite my farrier's butt just because it's there.
You think there's a little conspiracy through
I think so. I will not confuse my human's blonde hair for really soft hay.
That's probably a good one.
I will not wipe green slime down the back of my human's white shirt. Ew. I will not blow my nose on my human.
Okay.
More New Year's resolutions for horses. I can walk and potty at the same time. I can. I will not stop and potty every time I pass the same spot in the arena. I will not leave when my rider falls off. Another New Year's resolution for horses. My stall is not my litter box. When I have free access to my paddock, I will not go back inside to potty.
Oh, yeah.
I will not try to mooch goodies off every human within a 1 mile range. This is going to take a lot of self-discipline.
It is.
I will not lay totally flat out in my stall with my eyes glazed over and my legs straight out and pretend I can't hear my human frantically screaming, "Are you asleep?"
Oh, no.
I will not chase the ponies into the electric fence to see if it's still on.
Well, before you do more of that, I'm going to remind you about the holiday season and a Happy New Year from everyone at Rick and Lynn Shippey Realty and Auction. Hope that you and your loved ones can enjoy the season and a very happy holiday season. Happy New Year from Lynn and Rick Shippey and staff.
I better throw this out. What's a cow's favorite holiday?
I don't know.
Moo Year's Eve.
Oh, and we just passed that, didn't we? With a full moon almost.
Indeed.
Thanks for tuning in for the good stuff.